MoneyWeb now on the money.
This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management. I'm chatting with Thasana Kodua, Head Consumer Goods and Services Sector Coverage at Absa CIB. Thasana, appreciate the time today. Your latest Absa Merchant Spend Analytics report, this for August 2024, is out, showing some growth, but truthfully modest growth.
Absolutely, Simon. And we've also seen now the September numbers coming out and even more muted growth. So not a great story at all.
I was going to ask about September because I thought maybe we would see some pickup coming through on the back of the two-pot, but maybe not.
No. In fact, we are, for the month of September, seeing negative growth in consumer spending. And you know, the spending is based on our card analytics. Mm-hmm. And when looking at the two-pot and trying to understand why this is the case, we come to a few ideas as to how this is playing out. The first thing is, you know, it does take some time for the money to flow into this consumer's pocket from the claim date. So we think there is a delay. We also think that consumers have earmarked that money for very specific purposes and not just spending it hazardly. It might be for debt reduction, which would be positive from an economic perspective, but it also might be for certain items they deem necessary or they want to spend on, such as their December holidays or education for their children, paying their school fees. So those are the things we're thinking that is going to pull the money, but definitely it's not in the system yet. In September, we've seen nothing.
You mentioned in some of the data, in pre-pandemic, food and clothing was, what, some 69% of overall market share. This has come down quite markedly since then. Is that trend continuing?
Yeah, so we saw food in 2019 having a 56% share of the consumer's spending wallet. That has come down consistently every year, and it's now kind of stabilized in 2024 at around 50%. And we see clothing going from 13% in 2019 to around 9% of the consumer wallet. So between the food and clothing categories is the 10% move in what consumers are spending their money towards, if you look at the overall wallet.
The food one is worrying, or is it perhaps more about consumer habits?
I think it's a little bit of both. I think there's a lot of stress in the consumer system and in the households. You know, so we do think that the non-discretionary spending is definitely being curbed by the consumer to deal for other, or the discretionary spending is being curbed for dealing with other non-discretionary items as it becomes a priority for them. We spoke about education being maybe one of those. But the other trend we are noticing is there's a category that's called business and professional service. So we track these categories of spending based on the label applied at the back end. And in that business and professional services category is our fintech solution companies. So if you think about these small card acquiring machines, you know, that's, say, for instance, Yoko. If a consumer snaps with that or taps there, it will come through on our end as a business and professional service. So what can that maybe tell us? It tells us that there's definitely a move towards spending at smaller retail options, both online and in store. And this could be various categories. It could be food, it could be clothing, but it does beg the question, are smaller retailers starting to steal some market share from big retailers? And it's an interesting thing to think about. And it links to what you've just mentioned is consumer behavior and habits, you know, being healthy, using more local produce, direct from farming, those kind of trends we are seeing emerging in the consumer spend.
And also maybe just the good old fashioned, if you're living in a more rural or township, you might have gone to the local big city, but now maybe you shop local because that trip to the city is no longer cheap. Petrol is expensive.
Absolutely. And remember, we do not see the cash spend in the numbers that I'm speaking about. Yep. So a lot of that, we do believe there's a huge uptick in the township economy spending, but that's predominantly still cash, although there's a lot of incentives to also digitize spending there. But we think that economy is actually quite doing quite well and pumping. And the mid to upper tier spending is where the real pain is starting to be seen. You know, it's your guys that has homes and cars and a lot of debt. that is really struggling at the moment.
Yeah, and that actually ties in when I chat with some of the REIT CEOs, those who've got more exposure to sort of shopping malls in rural and townships doing better. You've mentioned online. Is online, I mean, obviously in the pandemic, we went crazy. It was the only way we could shop when we could. How's online sales doing?
It's still doing double-digit growth. Obviously, wow. It's not as big as it used to be when it kicked off in, like you say, 2020. But it's consistently growing. We see a consumer that's using it in an omni-channel fashion. So they'll stand in a Shaw store and Google quickly where they can find that product maybe cheaper.
Yeah.
You know, really the dynamic has changed completely because of the consumers adapting to online and omni-channel. So definitely it is still growing and I don't think it's going to go away.
We'll leave it there. That's Sonia Kudia, Head Consumer Goods and Services Sector, ABSA CIB. Appreciate the time.
This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management.